This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
All right, guys, let's continue exploring the results of the unknown, the presence of portals, dimensional portals. What kind of portals could they be? I just wonder here, if we could build our own portals, then we can travel elsewhere in an instant.
One of the things that when I told some people about it, I said, what do you think this is about? And one of the people who kind of looked at it says that they were throwing us, meaning our little investigation team, a bone, that they were sort of pleased with what we're doing. Because we basically are telling the world, we're showing what we did. And when we measured the magnetic flux, of course, we're filming that. And we're looking at the meter, and the meter makes a screaming noise. So, and we could walk away from the shape of the dome, and it settles down, and nothing's going on. Also, we also got elevated radiation readings at the same time. So there's a lot of stuff going on that requires some explanation in some way. But again, I don't know what it means in terms of the physics of how this sort of thing could be created. Other portals we've connected with have been identified, like a Skinwalker Ranch with cold spots. We were just at Bradshaw Ranch, which is the new paranormal hotspot, and we got one of those typical cold spots that were remarkable, that have a shape to them as well.
Yeah, we had a previous guest who talked about the Bradshaw Ranch in his book, The UFO Hotspots. There's been a lot of activity going on there. But I want to go back just, briefly. What was the procedure that you went through on your property to try to open a portal? I mean, is this a mental exercise? Did you bring out giant Tesla coils and electrify the atmosphere? What did you do?
We did three things. Every time we went there, we did a meditation that relates back to what we talked about earlier. We call the big space, which is a letting go process. And we were told we had this drum that was made by Native Americans, and we beat it three times in a row every time. So we created the intention that we wanted contact, or we wanted interaction, or we wanted communication. And then we used dowsing rods to see if it could point us to an existing portal. And it led us to some rocks, but nothing was special there. And then we started the process of gifting, which is to see if you can get something to... Are you familiar with gifting? You think your audience is aware of that?
Why don't you explain in more detail?
What you often want to do is to create something in the physical environment that if something changed and you went away and something changed it, you'd be hard-pressed to say that it was some human being that did that. For example, if you sat down a quarter in some secret place and you came back and there was a penny, you'd say, well, how in the heck did that happen? Something wants to play. There are people who have recorded complex gifting sites where they play tic-tac-toe with some paranormal entity. So that's the gifting process. It's an invitation to interact, that we want to interact. All these things are invitation to interact. And that's pretty much what we did. And we did that every time. And we checked, and it took the fourth time to actually get a response. We put four different bottles in different places with feathers, and nothing happened the first three times with any of them. It was the fourth time where something happened. So we thought, well, something wants to play. And then the next thing that showed up was the mutilated deer, which, kind of freaked us out a little bit.
So it took me a little while to figure out what you were actually asking. If you're asking whether a modern-day 21st century American on his property near the Rocky Mountain National Forest, Rocky Mountain National Park, could create an actual portal and step through it to another dimension or to another planet or something. And I think what we're really talking about here is that humans in the 21st century don't have that physics capability yet. Doesn't mean we won't have it. If you flew hang gliders to a tribe in the Amazon that had never known anything but their own milieu, then they wouldn't know what a hang glider is. They would think it was just a giant bird. So we're kind of like those Amazon natives, those primitives. We actually don't know how to create a portal. But there are instances throughout history where portals have existed, and there were rituals associated with inviting people who do, or an alien race that does know how to create a portal, to open a portal at that spot. So what we're talking about is not the human's ability to open the portal, but actually to invite a race that knows how to create a portal to open the portal at that spot.
Or, another way, I posed this to somebody and said, well, if us kind of local yokels here in Colorado could do this, I bet the government knows how to do it too.
There is always that.
Well, what about natural phenomena? I mean, you know, is there the possibility that, you know, Mother Nature has hot spots, window areas that just, you know, occur for, you know, whatever reason?
Mystics throughout millennium have always said there are places that are thinner to the other side. And I think a lot of times if you go back, they're probably looking to angels and God and you know, you probably run across in Ancient Aliens that you know, these holy sites are built on special places, vortexes, where the energy is unique in some way. So, yeah, I think they exist everywhere.
Good example is Mount Shasta or the Black Hills, Harney Peak in South Dakota, are known as mystical places.
Yeah, we were just at Sedona. You know, of course, there's like 6 or 7 vortexes there that are considered to be natural phenomena.
All right, you say 6 or 7 vortexes. If I go to Sedona, where would I find them, or can I find them?
Well, actually, you know, the city puts out a map and it has them identified. It's not a problem. We actually walked to one called the Bell Vortex. Nothing happened there for us. We took readings and it was beautiful. But yeah, you can. It's no trouble. And then they have vortex tours and they'll take you around to them. And the idea is that, and people have done measurements, and they seem to come and go. They're not always active. And why did they get active or not active? The story is, you know, nobody really knows. But, yeah, you could go there and take the vortex tour, and they take you to them. Or you could hire somebody that knows exactly where they are, because people have taken readings at certain times that indicate. And these, again, are magnetic fluctuation-type vortexes.
So therefore, when they came up with this list, they measured the presence of a possible vortex.
Yeah, they have. So, I mean, I can't verify that, but that's what they say there.
With your own property, before you started your attempt to open a portal there, did you take baseline readings with your instruments? You know, before you did all this, and then you said that you did afterwards, and you got obvious fluctuations.
Before we fluctuate too far in this show, we have Ronald Mayer, we have Mark Reeder, Gene Steinberg, and Tim Swartz. The book that is a topic of this discussion, which is Reflecting Portals, Dimensional Portals, The Bigfoot Alien Connection Revisited. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great, like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
All right, Tim, I cut you when we were in the middle of a question because we ran out of time. Go ahead, please.
Before you started trying to open a portal on your own property, did you take any baseline readings using your equipment to show a difference between, you know, here's now and here's what we've got after, you know, supposedly we were successful in opening this portal?
We did not. I mean, I think our attitude is that it was a little bit of skepticism that this wasn't going to really work. After we were able to not go more than, you know, 20 yards away, and there was no radiation, there was no magnetic disturbances, so that was the best we could do, because we got 40 acres, and it just never occurred to us to do these kind of readings prior to the showing up of the mutilated deer.
But now that the activity has dissipated, have you taken readings to see if there's a difference?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And? None.
It's neutral. Mm-hmm. It's right back to the whatever the baseline is all around that area. No unusual magnetic disturbances.
You know, you're not the first person that I have heard that has noted an increase in background radiation in some of these locations. We're not talking about electromagnetic radiation, but we're talking about, I think it's ionizing radiation in a lot of these areas, especially when it comes to cryptid creatures.
You know, it's basically a glorified Geiger counter that, you know, operates like a Geiger counter. Mm-hmm. It detects ions, you know, as radioactive material decays. And so, yeah, we got really high elevated readings. We got elevated and fluctuating magnetic readings at Bradshaw when we were there a couple days ago, but not consistent. We did do base readings there outside the property because we got smarter. Everything was pretty normal until we got on the property.
So while you were there, did you have any experiences of your own?
We used all the tools that we could carry around, which are basically ghost hunting equipment. We got a lot of strange things. And as I told you, we didn't even know to use a thermal on the one we did on our property, although we found other potential portals using a thermal, because that's what they were doing on the Skinwalker Ranch show. So, oh, we should do that too. So, you know, this for me and us, it's a learning process to how to use these things to make contact and connect.
So I suppose the big question in this research that you are doing, and again, you know, I mean, you'll probably have to speculate, but okay, why Bigfoot? Why giant hairy hominids? You know, why not lizard men or, you know, walking jellyfish or something like that? Why Bigfoot?
So the best explanation I heard for this is a high-level scientist. He's made many discoveries, very wealthy. Gary Nolan, have you heard of him?
Oh, yes.
So Gary's idea is that presuming that whatever this is, let's just call it the it, is showing us something that is acceptable to us. And the two things that kind of fit that pattern is the grays. The grays are these human beings, kind of like with big eyes, and they're kind of frail, and they're not particularly intimidating because they're so weakly looking. And Bigfoot, in a way, has a familiarity. It has kind of a human shape, but it's a little bigger, and it's something we can digest and people can digest. So if it were actually a giant lizard, it would be have a very different impact on it. So it seems like the Bigfoot thing has just enough going for it that it draws people to it, that it says, oh my God, that's amazing, but it doesn't totally freak us out, just like grays don't totally freak us out. You know, Hollywood can create really creepy monsters, but so it's two forms of not that we can relate to, but we know aren't us.
John Keel, the late John Keel, postulated that these creatures really don't have a form, but it's our mind that then gives them a form. And you talked about, you know, the trail cam video that you took showing something. If there was a physical person there watching that, Do you think then it may have formed into something due to that human influence?
Well, the one thing to understand is that the brain seeks patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So one person's experience, it might be a dog, you know, the dog man of Bray Road, for example. Another person might see a different type of creature altogether. And that's because the brain is seeking a pattern that it can recognize. And the going back to Ron's earlier comments about it being a creature that we could identify with, Bigfoot basically is a human-like creature. And the brain will say, okay, this is what I'm seeing because it's familiar to me.
No, do you know Ray Hernandez?
Yes.
So you know Ray's trigger events. You know, there's usually for some people there's a trigger event that starts them down the rabbit hole, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And his trigger event, maybe you've heard this, but maybe the audience has, is that there was something that showed up for him and his wife together. They saw something, and Ray saw a spacecraft, and his wife saw an angel. And I think that's fairly telling as to what might be going on in terms of how this interacts with individual people and where they're at.
All right. Well, let's get into that part, the UFO Bigfoot connection. You know, you've got people like Stan Gordon in Pennsylvania, who has collected, you know, just a ton of evidence that shows that generally, if there's UFO activity, there's going to be a Bigfoot encrypted activity as well.
Yeah, Stan's good. I haven't personally had that experience myself,
mm-hmm.
so I can't speak to it directly, but yeah, it's certainly in the literature.
Well, have you, on the basis of like your documentaries and your book, do you find that there is some kind of a connection that, I mean, if people are seeing Bigfoot, then there are some that are going to be seeing, you know, aliens in the area as well?
Hey, we'll have the answer in our next segment with Mark, Ronald, Gene, and Tim Urin.
The Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A federal judge in Texas ruled that President Joe Biden's plan to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt was unlawful and must be vacated, delivering a victory to conservative opponents of that program. Even before the contest in Georgia between Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker headed for a December 6 runoff, a staggering $262 million had already been spent on the race. Now, political analysts expect the campaigns to unleash an advertising blitz and boost spending to levels approaching the historic runoffs in Georgia 2 years ago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arguably had the best night of anyone on the election day, trouncing his Democratic opponent on his way to re-election and cementing himself as the Republican Party's top rising star. What comes next? That's a little trickier. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, guys, there's the question from Tim in our previous segment. What are your answers?
So remind me of the question, please.
Because the title of your book is The Bigfoot Alien Connection, and, you know, Chapter 6, Bigfoot and UFOs. So many Bigfoot researchers that'd be like, you know, oh, don't connect Bigfoot with UFOs. UFOs, that's crazy stuff. And then you've got the UFO people who are just like, oh, no, you know, only crazy people see Bigfoot, but there does seem to be some kind of connection going on.
First of all, if you broaden out your definition of alien, which might include craft or UAPs, but as a smorgasbord of alien presences or appearances, then it's not just UFOs and Bigfoot. I think that in UFOs, or at least the ones that are documented and have shown up, you know, in those videos, that there's a kind of intelligence to them. They move at a speed that's impossible and in a way that should produce, you know, virtually burning up in the atmosphere, but they don't. Alien is my catch-all for any, in some ways, for whatever might be behind the interdimensional puppet master. Therefore, my conclusion in the book is that Bigfoot is a form of alienness, if you want to call it that, just as these crafts are a form of alienness. As Gary Nolan said again, these crashes are probably for spoon-feeding us in some way. If they're that sophisticated, they're not going to crash.
So I take a slightly different tack on it, and that is that the connection between Bigfoot and aliens is that these paranormal experiences, whether we want to say, oh, they absolutely happened or they didn't happen, you know, we can call the people crazy or not crazy. The people that are involved, they actually have these experiences, that you can't shake them from their faith. So what is the purpose of this visit from an alien or from a Bigfoot to these individuals? What purpose does it serve? And my way of looking at it is that these paranormal experiences are a way of opening up the human consciousness to get away from the brain, which the brain's main focus is survival. And it survival, so it seeks shelter, it seeks food, it seeks procreation for the species. But if you get past the brain and go into the mind or the consciousness, then we're looking at something that's more profound. And the experiences that people have in terms of Bigfoot and aliens is this profound experience of expanding the human consciousness. And in expanding that human consciousness, you learn more about yourself. So that's the way I look at the connection. The connection isn't that there's a UAP out there that's dropping Bigfoot in parachutes in American national forests. It's something more subtle provocative for the human spirit.
So basically, you're saying that that these events are the process of awakening.
Yes,
awakening. You know, humanity in a spiritual sense.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we look at it, then it's not just Bigfoot and UFOs, but I mean, you know, there's a whole gambit of weird phenomena that can fall under these categories.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm sorry, I just am. Mm-hmm. with the word weird.
All right.
Our brain says, yeah, it's weird, but let's throw that out. Let's just look at it and observe it and say, what is this experience about? If we color it specifically with a negative connotation like weird, then we're discounting it. We're saying, oh, get out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. But if we are open to it, and we look at that experience, then we can say something greater is happening here. We don't know what that greater is because it's unique to every individual, just like fingerprints are unique to every individual. So I'm sorry, but I just wanted to stop you there with that idea of weird.
But how many people have that ability, though, to make that distinction? You know, because I mean, I agree with you on the point that our brains are basically set up to not get eaten by that tiger hiding in the bush. we're not that much different than the guy who came out of the cave and threw rocks at the moon. All right, so if our daily activities, I mean, you know, we've got that filing system in our head that, you know, everything that we do during the day, that goes into that filing system. You know, you get up, you have your breakfast, drink coffee, go to work. But if in one of those days you get up and go to work and a UFO lands in front of you and little gray guys get out and pick up rocks and plants and then fly away, you've got no place in your brain to categorize that, you know. And for some people, that leads to lifelong difficulties because it's just so outside of the normal experience. Why? On the other hand, there are people, like you said, who are able to take that and run with it, and it opens up a whole new possibility about our existence and our place in this universe.
Yes. So there's another side of this, too, that I think we should bring in, and that's what's called, you know, informational downloads in one form or another.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spiritual teacher who worked with Steve Jobs, right? And it's reported that at some point, and it has happened with a lot of people who made great discoveries in science, and they've had these experiences themselves, that he saw in some way in his visual mind's eye, a cell phone. It came to him, and then it's like from the future he saw a cell phone, and he set himself the task of bringing it into existence. So, and people who write books, you know, and great books and great literature and great art often have these experiences where it seems like they're channeling. They've opened a channel to something that leads to something very profound being manifest in this world. A lot of it, pretty much behind every great technological innovation, you'll find that somebody said, oh, I had this incredible experience. For example, we were near Sedona. You know, there was this place that there's... Are you familiar with the Randlesham incident in England?
Oh, sure.
So there was some guy that actually touched the spacecraft, right?
Yeah, Pennington.
And he had this kind of download of a bunch of zeros and ones, you know, and he had them for a long time. And finally, he worked with somebody, and he wrote them out, and then they used the computer AI to decode what they were, and they were basically latitude and longitude spots around the planet, and one of them turned out to be Sedona. So one of the mysteries in Sedona right now is where exactly is that spot, as if that were somehow really significant. So there's an example of a kind of download from an alien source that turned out to be real in this world. So,
you know what? We have other sources of information to present, and we'll continue with our guests. With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Fascinating discussion here we're having with our guests, and referring mainly to the Bigfoot alien connection. So whatever it might be, fascinating. But what do you say to people, Ronald and Mark, who say, well, Bigfoot can't be something from another dimension? It has to be a physical thing from here.
Well, that's their opinion, and I wish them luck with it, and I tell them to keep their cell phones handy on video record all the time for when they run into one. I just don't think it is. I don't think that there's any evidence that it is, because all of the myths show a creature that appears and vanishes in an instant, not a creature that swings through the trees, lands on the ground, shakes your hand, and talks to you directly and has a photo op moment or photobombs your family picnic.
Or going through your garbage or chewing on a deer.
Yeah. No, those are raccoons, actually. So the evidence just doesn't point to that ability. On the other hand, 100 years ago or 200 years ago, when the Salish Indians, which is where the word Sasquatch comes from, which I'm sure you and most of your viewers already know, their tales of this creature in the forest of the Pacific Northwest dovetails neatly into this idea of a paranormal experience or an interdimensional travel, either one, much, much better than a flesh and blood creature.
So, did you have a follow-up question?
No, you can continue with what you're going to say.
I might like to go on to a situation. So our book basically categorizes a variety of paranormal phenomena from what we encountered in terms of our, I wouldn't say, of our filming expeditions, the things we caught and can report. And are you familiar with the Beast of Bray Road?
Oh, yes.
So have you ever been there?
I have, in fact.
So, you know, the road is not much, right? It's a little country road that they don't, you can drive down, but you better not stop, I'm told, because, so when we do our research, we basically have some sort of host that has familiarity, has some willingness to accept the possibility of the paranormal. And most of the time they've had some experience with something that's kind of like a Bigfoot, a cryptid, let's say. And our host was Jay Bachokin. And next to Bray Road is a 35-acre plot of land that a gentleman farmer from Illinois operates. Right now, it runs parallel to the Beast to Bray Road itself, okay? So you're familiar with his land? Or should I just go ahead and describe it?
Actually, it's good to explain it anyway. because this is inside baseball, and a lot of listeners will not know what you're talking about.
So
you like that inside baseball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Beast of Bray Road is a cryptid that has a humanoid form, but isn't ape-like. It's more dog-like, and it comes in all sorts of sizes. And when Lee Hempel bought this property, he had no idea, but people said, hey, you got this creature that's running around. People see it on the land you just bought. So he was curious, and he's a retired science teacher. And he started, trying to figure out what it was. He encountered footprints, got some pretty decent images that he showed to us of light phenomena. Got a spectacular set of images of UAPs, there's craft actually above this place that we call the sweet spot, which was along the closest edge to Bray Road, which was a bunch of brambles. And I said, I won't go in there. That's where the tracks lead. He's got three sets of tracks, little ones, big ones, and medium-sized ones. And so we were excited to do our investigation. And of course, when he told us about the sweet spot, as we call it, where he thinks the creatures come and go from, either as a portal or running over to the Bray Road itself, we said, well, we're going to set up our investigation there. And after doing a tour of the property, we went to get pizza at a nearby city, came back, put up our ghost-busting equipment there, and it was night now, and we got some interesting felt sense, like you say, being watched. Heard some sounds in the brambles. Could find nothing. We did a thermal investigation. It was one of the places we got one of those characteristic cold spots where it was like 70 degrees outside. And the cold spot was in the low 40s. So a huge temperature difference that was clearly defined. And after a while, we said, well, let's just leave it sit for a bit and we'll walk along. We'll go for a walk a little bit, and we came back. And as Alan, my paranormal investigating partner, reached down to pick up the REM pod, there were two eyes staring at him. He called to everybody, and he started filming. We got another camera filming. We're shining red light. We're shining white light on him. And for quite a period of time, it kind of looked at us. It was elongated. It had giant ears. Kind of fit the description of a dog man on all four, because the dog man shows up sometimes on all fours, as do Bigfoot sightings sometimes. And just sat there, moved a little bit, and we wondered if we got it on our cameras, and we got it on our cameras. So you said, well, if that was the Beast of Bray Road, some sort of dog man, can you imagine if the thing were in its full manifest size, a 7-foot dog man, we'd probably still be running. But since it was sized just right for us, and there were five of us all saw it, we got two camera shots of it. And the other thing that happened was that the host and the property owner pretty much had their memory wiped at the same time. They don't remember going to get pizza. They don't remember hardly anything of the night. So they had all these weird things going on at this one site. And you can't imagine anything like a raccoon or a fox or even a dog or cat just sitting there 7 or 8 feet away, and we're yelling and talking and shining lights on it and just calmly kind of moving around slightly. So that's the kind of thing that we describe in our book and talk about. This missing time is another paranormal phenomenon that's pretty common. We just had one kind of on the way to the ranch, the Bradford Ranch, where it seemed like we lost maybe 20, 30 minutes of time at one point.
Did you both have an experience here where suddenly you're someplace else or farther along the trip, or how did you know you lost that amount of time?
The one at Bradford?
The one, yes, that you're just referring to.
Yeah, so there's a straight shot on a terrible road with a few turnoffs once you get off the main road. And all of a sudden, the guy who was our host had been driven there probably at least 30 times, 40 times. We found ourselves wandering around on another road, and we didn't know where we were. And it was like, wow, we're lost. How can that be? And eventually, we were able to locate ourselves on a GPS. We said, wow, we're way over here. How do we get there? And we got back using the GPS to the main road that leads to the ranch. And when we arrived at the same time we would have arrived if we hadn't taken that long trip when we were lost. It was weird. It was like, you know, whatever was going to happen for us didn't want us to get there for at least 20 minutes or something like that.
Well, as you know, sometimes people remember something later on about some experience or even undergo hypnotic regression, which I have always been concerned about, to bring back memories of what might have happened like in those 20 to 30 minutes. Have you thought of trying to recover the memory?
Well, you know, we actually remember talking about we're lost, like, where are we? What? How did we miss the turn? You know, this never has happened before. So it's not like we didn't remember driving around. And eventually it was leading us to some place. We said, well, we can't go there. We'll get stuck for sure. So we had to backtrack in some way or another. So it wasn't like we didn't remember the experience of it. But the fact that it took no time at all is what's befuddling.
You know what's befuddling? These announcements, or maybe they're not. But we've got more here to talk about with our guests this week. And Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.